Live from our nation's capital, it's the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine, reporting live from the Center for American Progress in Washington, D.C. If you want to call in, the toll-free number is 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275. And I want to encourage everyone to come to Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, and to visit the center of it all, the Capitol Building. You might want to take home a souvenir, like a loaded Glock pistol. Yes, apparently, when agents who carry Glocks go to the bathroom and sit on the toilet, they are so concentrating on their, quote, business at hand, unquote, that they forget to remove their loaded pistols from the toilet stalls. This particular one was found by a child, age 7 or 8. Now, the nice thing about loaded Glock pistols is that, unlike guns with traditional safeties where you have to remove the safety in order to shoot it, a Glock fires the moment a trigger is pulled. You may remember the recent incident, I think it was in Arizona, correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, but I think it was in Arizona, where there was a gun teacher teaching a girl about that age, 8 or 9 year old girl, how to fire a pistol. And I'll let Mark check to see if it was a Glock or not, but it backfired and she ended up shooting her instructor in the head. Well, this is not with the instructor not in the room. This is a kid going to the toilet who thankfully, I guess, told mom or dad about the gun without pulling it and checking to see what it is, as a lot of curious kids would do. You know, I don't know that I wouldn't do that. Looking at some kind of, what is that? What is that? Oh my God. Yikes. Well, this would be bad enough if it were the only example. Turns out one of them was a member of Senate Majority Leader's security detail. He had left it in his Glock and its magazine, loaded gun, stuffed in the little toilet seat cover holder. You know, where you get the little toilet seat covers. Apparently, guns aren't dangerous to people, but toilet seat covers are, because if there hadn't been the toilet seat cover, I guess the guy would have no place to stash his weapon. Well, 7 or 8 year old child found that one. A member of John Boehner's security detail left a firearm in the bathroom of the speaker's suite. So a kid going to visit the Speaker of the House, going to the bathroom, could find it there. A third Glock was found by a janitor cleaning the Capitol Police headquarters, just left in plain sight. Now, we have a tremendous amount of security in the United States Capitol. I know that. I used to work there. Specifically, I used to work at the Rayburn House office building, which adjoins the United States Capitol, when I was legislative counsel to Congressman Barney Frank. And I can assure you that those metal detectors are far more sensitive than the ones you do at the airport. And we staffers, we were not allowed to go around them just because we were staffers. And I'm fine with that. We had to go through them every single morning. And I had to remove my belt every single morning. Now, my belt never rings at an airport metal detector. Of course, now we have the new ones where you raise your hands and all. But the old metal detectors, I have a very normal belt. It's not a very fancy thing. It would never ring, but it would ring in the Capitol because it's so sensitive. So while all of us were taking our belts and our cell phones and our wallets and everything out of our pockets, taking our belts off, taking our shoes off, whatever it took to get in to do the nation's business every day, police officers, obviously, wearing their weapons, didn't need to go through security. They would just wander it on through. But they may have needed to go through, oh, I don't know, pinned reminders on their shirts. You know, like the mother that pins a message on their 6-year-old shirt to remind them of their address when they come home, or to remind them to pick up their little sister, or whatever it is. Well, maybe now we need our police officers to wear little pins to remind them, hey, take your gun out of the bathroom stall when you're done. Oh, you know what? I got an idea. Let's just put a note on the bathroom stall. Wouldn't cost anything. Hey, police officers, please take your loaded dangerous weapons out of the toilet seat when you're done. Thank you very much, and don't forget to flush. You know, I really shouldn't laugh because obviously this could have been a great tragedy. It is funny because a tragedy didn't happen. Imagine if that 7 or 8-year-old child had actually taken the gun and shot himself or herself. Then it wouldn't be funny anymore. Now, what is happening with these police officers? Are they being fired? Are they being ensured that no one ever hires them again? Well, a report by the Capitol Police Board showed that there was indeed responsibility for that officer who happened to leave his loaded Glock in a place where a 7-year-old could get it going to the toilet. You ready for this? This is harsh stuff. Did he go to jail? Was he, convicted of attempted involuntary manslaughter and felony serving for a year? No. Okay, was he thrown in jail for 30 days? No. Well, was he fired? Of course he was fired. Not quite. The officer did receive 6 days of suspension without pay. 6 days of suspension. Kind of like being sick for 6 days. No pay. Not very tough. Now, that's one of the two officers because the other two are still under investigation. Now, they have the serial number. They've got the inventory, so they should be able to figure out. And the real question is, Capitol Police, how often does this happen that police officers send their, go to the rest facilities and leave their loaded guns there? So Roll Call, which is a terrific Capitol Hill newspaper that I used to read all the time when I worked on Capitol Hill, asked that question of the Capitol Police. And the answer of the Capitol Police was, we have no idea. You see, they don't keep records of these incidents, and if they did, they're not required to disclose them. In fact, the only reason these things came out is because one of them actually went over the radio system where it was overheard, and by talking with 9 Capitol Police employees, Roll Call found out that these things were much more common. Now, these Capitol Police employees requested that their names be anonymous. Apparently, leaving a loaded gun where a child can find it, that's not a big deal. But disclosing that your friend left a loaded Glock pistol without a safety where a 7-year-old could find it, that could get you in trouble. According to Roll Call, which is a very respected professional news organization, none of the Capitol Police seems surprised that this happened, and 2 offered other examples of officers who are being investigated for leaving their guns unsecured or unattended. Now, I'm someone who can pick up my keys and leave it in one place in my house and forget where I left it. It happens to me. It's true. There's some days I go all up and down looking in the house for my keys. But I think if I were carrying a loaded gun, I might feel differently. Now, to be fair, these police officers carry a loaded gun every single day. But the difference between a loaded gun and keys, well, a loaded gun is much more likely to kill you. So maybe they should be careful. I don't know why these people weren't fired. I think your first instance of leaving a loaded gun in a toilet stall open to the public should lead to your being fired. I think it's a one-time you lose kind of thing, don't you? Am I being too harsh on these police officers? Or maybe we need to have safeties on Glocks. Or maybe we need guns. This is actually an interesting thing because there's technology to do this. Guns that only work when your fingerprints are around them. I want you to think about this because we now have iPhones. My new iPhone's fantastic. It recognizes my thumbprint and turns on for me. Won't recognize your thumbprint. Sorry, you got to get your own iPhone for that. We have guns that do the exact same thing. Technology that actually allows the gun to recognize its owner. This is something that was science fiction in a movie just a few years ago. It's reality now. And there's only one problem with this technology. It's the NRA wants to ban it. They want to ban it. They want to make it easier for criminals and insane people to have guns. For example, the autistic kid, and most autistic kids are not dangerous, but this particular one was in Connecticut, who took his gun from his mom. Remember that? If it had the fingerprint ID, well, he couldn't have fired it. But the reason the NRA opposes it is quite simple. They're afraid that if this technology is allowed on the market, that some smart legislator, like me, if I ever make it into the Virginia House of Delegates, that we will require all guns to have this technology, unless they're antiques or something. And then all the other people with all their very dangerous guns with cop killer bullets, they'd have to get a new gun or they'd have to get new technology, and that would be a real pain for them. And so they'd rather have 10,000 people die every year from guns than have simple technology that wouldn't prevent suicides, that's true, but would basically prevent somebody from stealing a gun and using it, or even finding a gun in a bathroom stall and harming oneself with it. If we had this technology, we wouldn't have to worry about Capitol Police leaving their guns in the stalls. But you know what? Even if they did, still think they should be fired. What do you think? 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275. Let me know. We'll be right back right after this.
He's a Harvard economist and a Yale lawyer. He does not keep up with the Kardashians. He's Mark Levin. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275.
Welcome back to The Inside Scoop. I am your host, Mark Levin. And if you do come to the Capitol and come visit me in Washington, D.C., I'll be happy to show you around. But you might not want to go into the safest buildings, namely the Capitol, the White House, the Supreme Court, because even though you'll be checked to make sure you're not carrying a gun, you know, you might just find a souvenir in the toilet cover seat. You know, those things that we use to protect ourselves from germs. We don't want to catch something by sitting on a toilet seat, so we use toilet covers. And while you're in the stall, if a bad guy were to come and invade your stall, you would now have the opportunity to defend yourself with your own loaded Glock pistol. And if you're a 6 or 7 year old, don't worry, the gun will be there for you. Some nice Capitol Police officer has left it there. I wish I were joking, but of course I'm not. There's been 3 incidents so far uncovered by Roll Call newspaper, which is a really highly respected newspaper on Capitol Hill. And the reason why we don't know more is because the Capitol Police aren't required to keep this information. But I want you to think about it, because really not that long ago, maybe a year ago, when they first proposed smart gun technology, the biometric technology that basically knows whether you're holding your own gun or not. It's the same thing that I use on my iPhone. So it's certainly really easy stuff. You put your thumb there and bingo, the iPhone turns on. The same is true with guns. And lots of people would like those things. For one thing, if a child found a gun in a stall, the child, we wouldn't want to see this, but the child could literally point the gun at their face, pull fire, and the gun wouldn't fire because the child's fingerprints would not match that of the security officer who left their gun there. You can imagine how this might be useful in the home for those who want guns for self-defense. It actually would probably, you know, and I say this as someone who is for a number of sensible gun regulations, you know, you would think that people who are responsible gun owners would want this kind of thing. They would want this technology so they can have their guns for whatever they want their guns for, hunting or self-defense or whatever, but wouldn't be able to be used by a child, wouldn't be able to be used even by a criminal. Because let's face it, the latest study, and there hasn't been a study about 20 years on this because, well, Congress won't fund these things, NRA doesn't want them, but there was a study in the 80s that showed that a gun in your home is approximately 40 times, 40 times, more likely to be used against you or a member of your family than it is against an intruder. So 1 out of 40 times, these are the ones cited by the NRA, somebody uses a gun to ward off an intruder. The other 39 out of 40 times, someone in your family is shot. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's your wife or husband. Maybe it's one of your kids. Maybe it's suicide. Maybe it's a child who just found a gun and didn't know what to do with it. Or maybe it's homicide. Maybe it's murder, domestic violence, whatever it is. 40 times more likely to be used against someone in your home. Well, this biometric technology, smart gun technology, they're calling it, would at least make sure that no one other than the purchaser of the gun used the gun. Now, that doesn't mean that all purchasers of guns are sane. We also need background checks. We need to make sure that people with severe mental health issues, people who are seeing things or hear voices or are violently inclined, or people who have a history of violence, and most people who commit domestic violence are serial offenders. Most rapists, by the way, are also serial offenders. 90% of all rapes are done by someone who's done one before. So it wouldn't prevent some bad guy who already has the biometric technology from using the gun, but we could make it harder for the bad guys to get guns in the first place. So what is the biggest threat to smart guns? Well, according to USA Today, no liberal rag here, it's the National Rifle Association. The NRA opposes smart guns. Now, they won't quite say why. They don't really want to be on record, but they're quietly making sure that no one can even bring these things to market. Not that no one can require them in the law, but that no one can even bring them to market, because they're afraid that if they bring them to market, then all those pesky legislators, people like Mark Levine, who's running for office, will then say, you know what? Everybody has to require it. See, in New Jersey, for example, they wanted to require this smart gun technology on all New Jersey guns, but it wasn't commercially available. And so licensed dealers wouldn't sell it because the NRA is making sure they're not commercially available. There's not a single gun dealer in the United States that is willing to offer these guns for sale. There's a company in Germany that'll do it. And they've got, you can get a stopwatch worn on a wrist that sends a radio transmission 10 inches to the gun. Now, I want you to think about that. So even if you drop your gun, right, and somebody else picks it up, there's all kinds of different ways to do this. You can turn the radio transmission off. There's all kinds of things. But rather than use the latest technology, the NRA wants to make sure that we live in a world where more innocent people will die, where fewer people will be able to protect their own children from their own guns. They not only want people to have guns, they want people to have the most unsafe, dangerous guns available, even if the people want to be safe. It's kind of like not allowing cars to have seatbelts, but requiring cars not to have seatbelts. And also requiring cars to have knife points at you so that if you make a turn the wrong way, I don't know, you impale yourself? That's what the NRA does. That's why I would be proud to get a 0% rating from the NRA. This is Mark Levine. Give me a call. Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. Reporting live from Washington, D.C., where in the most secure places in our capital, in our nation's capital, in the bathroom, we have security officials, Capitol Police officers, basically, leaving their loaded Glock pistols right there where you get the toilet cover protectors. So, you know, you get one out. That protects you from bad stuff on the toilet seat, and you get another one out, and that protects you from invasions of your toilet cubicle, I suppose. Now, there is technology that would prevent someone from firing someone else's gun. Smart technology, they call it, or biometric technology. But the reason why we don't have it, it's not because the technology isn't there. We all have it on our iPhone 6s. It's because the National Rifle Association doesn't want people to have safe guns. They want guns to be as unsafe as possible. And there are a lot of people who are gun nuts, I think I'd call them, that feel the exact same way. Let me give you an example. There is a guy, a gun dealer, who sold guns in Rockville, Maryland. And he sells lots of guns, and he put a few guns with this wonderful smart technology. He got 4,000 hostile phone calls and emails after a story was in the Washington Post. 4,000. They threatened to burn his gun shop down. They threatened to touch his girlfriend and his dog. And many told him he was going to, quote, get what he deserved, unquote. This, not for selling all kinds, not for selling, you know, only smart guns, but for selling a few smart guns along with its wide variety of normal, dumb guns. Now, why would they do this? Well, basically, the NRA opposes it. And they oppose it because they're afraid that eventually some regulator will require that everyone who has a gun has a smart gun. But here's what's interesting. The military is looking into it. The United States military wants weapons that if they fall out of your hand can't be used by the enemy. And as I said, since a gun is 39 times more likely to be used against you than for you or your family in your own home, you'd think homeowners would be as smart as the military on this. But they're not. They're not at all. And that's not because people are dumb. It's because the National Rifle Association gives a lot of money to a lot of politicians. And by the way, guns are not just used by intruders or people fighting intruders or even by those committing murder or domestic violence. In fact, the majority of gun deaths in America are suicidal. They're people killing themselves, often with someone else's gun. Teenage kids want to off themselves, find dad's gun, and it's over. Or maybe some child finds mom's gun and shoots herself at age 6. It wouldn't prevent all gun violence, to be sure. You could still shoot yourself or your family if you had a gun with all the biometric capability. And please don't give me this, well, you know, I guy on Twitter's like, well, if I can't shoot my gun, maybe my wife should be able to shoot my gun. I'm sure you could get biometrics that include you or your wife, just like my iPhone has about 10 different fingerprints that will turn it on. That's not a real objection. The real objection is the fact that gun owners, I don't understand it. I think some of them, and there are many responsible gun owners out there, but I think many of them care more about their guns than they care about people's lives. They must, because it's not even about them firing their own gun that they care about. They would rather a criminal have the right to fire their own gun than no one have a right to fire their own gun. It's really weird stuff. It's a little bit pathological, if you ask me. Because if you're in the military, if you're in the police, you don't want somebody taking your gun. When Darren Wilson shot Michael Brown, he did so in part, Officer Wilson argued, in Ferguson, Missouri, because he said Michael Brown was going for his gun. In fact, the South Carolina police officer who shot a man in the back also argued that the man was going for his taser, although, you know, he had to sort of drop the taser by the dead body as he passed him by. But what if we had this biometric technology? What if you had to be had your arm hand gripped around the gun and even gripped in a certain way? They're so good with technology. This group can actually determine whether you're gripping it sort of in a normal way, or like you can't like let some criminal grip your hands around the gun and point it at yourself. They can look at the direction, the way you're gripping it, all kinds of things. What if a police officer didn't have to worry about someone grabbing their gun? I don't know about you. You ever been right behind a police officer, maybe on an escalator or in line, and it's a crowd of people and they're there, and the gun is just sitting right there in front of you. And you think, you know, there's a little luck there, but how hard would it be to pull that gun out? I don't know. I've never tried. I'm not an idiot, nor do I have suicidal wishes, nor do I have murderous impulses. But you see it and you think, I wonder how easy it is. And you think, well, do they have a safety on? These Glock pistols had no safety whatsoever. But if there is no threat because of the safety or because of the way it's clipped on, if there is no threat from a citizen grabbing a gun, then what the heck did Darren Wilson shoot Michael Brown for if there's no threat at all? So I have to wonder when I see a police officer in front of me whether there really would be a threat of someone just grabbing their gun. They wear it at their hip. They're not looking. Seems like it wouldn't be that hard. Maybe a police officer can call in and tell me what protections there are, although maybe I don't want to know because I don't know that I want on the radio everyone to know what protections there are. But if there were biometric technology, if there were smart gun technology, if the NRA wasn't in everybody's way, well, the police officer wouldn't need to fear someone grabbing their gun, would he or she? Because they couldn't use it. The worst they could do is hit someone over the head with it. And that would protect police officers as well as the general public. It would protect Darren Wilson as well as Michael Brown. If the officer doesn't need to worry about someone grabbing their gun, they're less likely to take lethal action against the person they think is grabbing their gun, who may not be grabbing for it at all. And if they do grab their gun, so what? Biometric technology. Not an issue. Why would they oppose this technology? Why would the National Rifle Association oppose a way to make guns more safe? I don't know, and I'm actually surprised no one's calling in to defend them. Usually when I attack the NRA, I get lots of calls. If you want to call in and defend the NRA, you get first dibs on this show. I will let you say your piece. If you want to oppose them, like I do, I welcome your call as well. This is Mark Levine, 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275. We'll be right back right after this.
He's a Bible-quoting, Constitution-loving, flag-waving, red-blooded, liberal American. He's Mark Levine. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275.
Welcome back to the Inside Scope. I am your host, Mark Levine, talking about, lots of things, specifically the Capitol Police leaving their loaded Glock pistols in toilet stalls where young children have found them, to the fact that the technology that would prevent a young child from killing him or herself with one of these guns is opposed by the National Rifle Association. You would think they'd want more firearms sold. They do seem to like their guns a lot, but they don't. Just as they oppose regulations on cop killer bullets that pierce body armor, just as they oppose limiting high-capacity magazines, just as they oppose having any kind of regulation, even the really basic stuff like you do when you drive a car. You know, you have to take a test to drive a car. You have to get licensed to drive a car. 99% of people pass or so, but I'm sure there's a percentage that fail. And you know why we require people to take tests to drive cars? Because cars are dangerous. Because cars can kill people. We also require, and I was thinking about this as I was campaigning around a animal rescue league in Alexandria, petting lots of dogs. You need a license to have a dog. To have a dog, you need a license. Why? I guess because dogs can bite and kill people or maybe carry disease. But what is more dangerous? A dog or a gun? No license to own a gun. 888-488-MARK. Let's go to Reggie in Georgia on line 5. How are you, sir?
How you doing, Mark? And happy Monday to you, too.
Happy Monday to you.
Yeah. Well, I wonder why... I wonder why the NRA and a certain radical right-wing conservative Republican radio talk show host, who's also a mother of two young sons, wouldn't want to have smart guns just in case one of her sons picks it up and decides to play with it like he thinks it's a toy, which it isn't, and that it won't fire unless her hand or her husband's hand is on the trigger, finger on the trigger. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, that's what I don't understand. This is a safety measure. This isn't banning guns. This is actually protecting you from someone taking your gun and using it against you. Yeah. You know, there was a James Bond movie, I forgot which one, but recently I saw it, like 2 or 3 years ago, where he had a gun that could only be used if he fired it. And I remember thinking, wow, that's sort of futuristic technology. And in the film, you may remember, I don't know if you saw this film, but the bad guy gets his gun and can't use it, and he feels very confident about that. Well, that's not science fiction. That happens today. We have it with our iPhones. Yeah. Why wouldn't they want technology to protect themselves? I don't get it, but I guess it's just an irrational distrust of safety.
Right.
I don't know.
And you have movies like RoboCop and Judge Dredd where only the good guy can use his own gun, you know?
It might harm the movies, you know? People might, you know, you can't kick the gun out of the bad guy's hands and then use it against them or something.
Right.
I don't know. But if the idea is we want more guns for good people, which the NRA talks about, then why would they be against smart gun technology?
Yeah, they keep harping on and obsessing about the government is trying to come in and take your gun. Like I said, a certain right-wing radio talk show host keeps harping on that and obsessing over it and debating about it. And she lives in Dallas, Texas, by the way.
Yeah. I don't think there's any shortage of guns in Dallas, Texas. I'll
tell
you one thing that's interesting. And I read this in the USA Today article on this. One gun guy, this is Brent Ball, who owns 417 guns in Springfield. I'm not sure what state that's in. He has 417 guns because, you know, Reggie, you never know. The first 416 might misfire, all of them. So he might need that 417th gun. You never know. He doesn't like guns because he says, and this is a quote, "What happens if we put computer chips in all these guns and Obama pushes a button and all these guns go down?"
Yeah.
Well, anyone who believes that maybe shouldn't have any guns, much less 417. I'm just saying.
Right. And these people want to play Rambo or the Terminator. You know what I'm saying?
I do. Okay. Thanks for calling in, Reggie. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Mark.
Let me go to Jordan Spokane, Washington, on line one, Spokane. Hey, Jordan, how are you?
I'm not bad. About yourself?
I'm doing all right. What are your thoughts on this?
I feel like I kind of get what they're saying about it.
What are they saying? Because explain it to me.
I don't know if you've ever had one of those bio devices. Like, I had a laptop where you had to scan your finger on it. And sometimes I scan it 6-7 times to get it to pick it up. So I guess one of the issues is, what if you go to grab your gun and it malfunctions and now your gun's useless in your own hand as well?
Well, but here's the thing, Jordan. First of all, this technology is optional, right? I mean, they don't even want...
Oh, really? I didn't know about that.
They don't even want... It's not a question of requiring it. They don't even want it to be sold in stores because they're afraid that if it is sold in stores, it will be required. But I'll tell you this, though.
See,
go ahead.
That would be the only thing I would disagree with is the mandatory thing. If it's optional, I didn't hear about that. If they could narrow it down and make it work really well, I would agree with it. It's just the fact that it could malfunction in a
situation
where you don't want it.
Guns malfunction now. I mean, guns misfire. Sometimes I'm really glad guns misfire, particularly when someone enters a Colorado movie theater and thinks he's Batman or whatever, Superman, whatever the guy thought he was, and Spider-Man starts killing people.
Well, that wasn't really a gun malfunctioning, though. That was a brain malfunction.
No, but it was also a gun malfunction. It was a brain malfunction, but it was also a gun malfunction. It had a drum that had 100 bullets in it, and he only, and I use only in a sad, ironic way, he only shot 70 times because eventually he shot so much that the drum misfired, and he could only get 70 bullets out rather than the 100 that he wanted to do. So he could only injure 70 people or 70 times rather than 100 times. But guns misfire anyway. I was looking this up because people were claiming this thing might misfire a lot. And the recent study
failed to actually read your finger so you can't use the gun Like if the police were trying to defend himself, I mean, hey, if it malfunctioned, maybe it stopped the cops from killing so many people as well, and that might be a good thing.
Well, the other thing is it doesn't really malfunction very much. Apparently, to get a gun on the market, it has to work at least 99% of the time, and these guns pass that test. They work at least 99% of the time. So, I don't know that that's that different from another gun. And I guess I look at it this way. I would rather be, if I had a choice between a gun that misfired frequently and killed innocent people, like a kid playing with a gun, and a gun that erred on the side of maybe not firing when the guy wanted to fire it. To me, it's kind of like innocent until proven guilty. You err on the side of not firing. Because firing when you don't want it to me, is a heck of a lot more dangerous than not firing when you do want it to. Because the first circumstance
more,
kills innocent people.
I'm a weird person. It's kind of odd. I'm for gun rights, but I'm a Democrat. I'm more on the Democratic side or progressive, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that's more people error. I don't want people banning my guns, but at the same time, it would be nice to have people more trained with them, so maybe make it mandatory to take classes and safety classes.
That's fantastic, Jordan. So this is something I've long argued. In order to drive a car, you've got to pass a test. You know that.
Right.
You probably did it when you were 16. I did it when I was 16. You go through and they ask you, what does a red light mean? You're like, that means stop. That's important because, you know,
exactly.
They don't always tell you stop. If you think a red light means go, you probably shouldn't be driving a car. You know, when do you put your directional on and what lane do you get into? And then they even, at least where I grew up, they made it you drive around the block with the inspector in the car. And it was a pretty easy test, frankly. And 99% of people, I'm sure, pass it. But the 1% that don't pass it, we probably don't want on our roads, right? Why
and
can't
that might be the 1% that saves our kids.
Well,
that's
exactly.
My opinion.
So why wouldn't we have a test in order to have a gun? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, well, I totally agree with that. I mean, you know, it's not banning guns. It's making sure people know how to use it.
Exactly.
Keep them safe.
Exactly, because it's dangerous.
I'd be totally on board for that one.
Because it's dangerous. And the other thing I would do is I would require every gun to have a serial number that cannot be rubbed off, and also to put taggets in the bullets so that if you shoot someone, we can find out which gun that came from. And again, if you're using guns for lawful purposes, you should have no fear of
it. Then it shouldn't be a problem.
That's
the only
right.
issue that would raise is making bullets cost a little more money, which a guy like me doesn't have so much money to spend on a GPS device or something inserted inside.
You know, it actually doesn't cost much because apparently, and you're the gun, you know more about guns than I do, but as I understand it, when a particular gun fires a bullet, they're actually, every gun, it's like a little bit of a fingerprint. You can tell sort of what kind of gun, am I right about this, fired what kind of bullet? So as long as you keep the serial.
They're generally pretty good at determining which barrel the bullet came out of.
Right.
And if they find a casing, there's a fingerprint on the casing.
Or even without the fingerprint on the casing, as long as they have a gun, they can say whether that bullet was fired from that gun. So again, why would anyone not want a serial number? All the thing is this. I think liberals and conservatives can come together on reasonable gun laws. Very few liberals want to ban all guns. What we want is to say that people who don't have a history of violence, people who are sane, people who want to use guns and can pass a test and to show that they know respect gun safety, people who perhaps pledge to keep their bullets locked in a separate compartment from their guns, particularly if they have children at home. These kinds of things liberals want. They don't want to ban guns. They want to make sure that people don't use guns in the wrong way.
Right, and that's what people need to come to terms with. I don't agree with anyone who wants to completely ban it, and I don't agree with the people who say, you know, let's not regulate anything and let the lunatic down the street to shoot up a theater by all the guns.
Exactly.
That's
so,
just not smart either.
It's not, particularly since you can get a lot of that dangerous stuff on the internet. So, Jordan, you and I can join together and oppose the NRA, and I thank you very much for calling in. This is Mark Levine. If you want to follow me on Twitter, just go to Mark Levine Talk. My website's marklevinetalk.com. I'll talk to you tomorrow.